Opening your soul communication channels. To receive soul communication, you must open your soul or spiritual communication channels. These channels include your third eye and your message center. The third eye receives images from the soul world. The message center often receives messages in audible form. Many people whose message center is widely open can actually hear messages sent from the soul world. I will offer more complete teachings on each of these ways of receiving soul communication in Chapter 2. The primary entry point for all of these soul communication channels is the message center, which is also known as the heart chakra. It is in the middle of the chest between the nipples and about 2.5 sun inside the body. A sun is a personal unit of measurement from traditional Chinese medicine. It is defined to be the width of your thumb at the joint where it bends. For most people, it is approximately 1 inch. The message center is roughly the size of your fist. It has an entry point in the front of your body on the chest. There are also two entry points on your back between the shoulder blades on either side of the spine. Some people receive messages directly through the crown chakra on the top of the head. The primary pathway of the communication channel is between the message center and the crown chakra. Because messages can come to the message center through the entry points between your shoulder blades, many people on the spiritual journey experience tightness or pain in this part of the back. This indicates the need for a more fully open message center. As you begin to open your message center, this area might become more uncomfortable. That is a blessing. It means that your message center is opening. Blockages are being cleared and light is circulating more freely. These are all gifts from the divine. These are all very special blessings. The appropriate response is thank you. Sometimes people have difficulty saying thank you when they are experiencing pain. People say it is hard to be thankful for the pain. The gratitude is not for the pain. It is for the blessing. The pain lets you know that you are receiving the blessing. It lets you know that a great deal of purification is taking place. These are the reasons to say thank you. All soul communication channels need to be grounded in a very strong and solid lower Dantian and Snow Mountain area. If these two foundational energy centers are not strong, you will become drained by soul communication. You could even get sick. If you want to have a high-quality message center and third eye, you must have a fully developed lower Dantian and Snow Mountain area. It is not difficult to develop a strong lower Dantian and Snow Mountain area. Do not skip the teaching that follows on how to do this. You may be tempted to jump to the sections on opening the message center and developing the third eye. Do not do that. You will slow your progress on your spiritual journey. You will limit the accuracy of the messages you receive. You will limit the images you can receive from the soul world through your third eye. Be patient. Allow your soul communication channels to open step by step. Build your foundation first. Home builders know a solid foundation is essential. If a house is going to stand firm through storms and earthquakes, it must have a strong foundation. This is also true for your soul communication channels. If your communication channels are going to be strong, they have to have a strong foundation. If they are going to be solid through times of heavy use, the foundation must be there. If they are going to be solid during times of spiritual testing, the foundation must be there. It must be strong. I cannot tell you enough how important this is. Even though I am emphasizing the importance of the two foundational energy centers, you may still be tempted to skip this section and go directly to the sections on opening the communication channels. This would be a big mistake. Developing the lower Dantian. The lower Dantian energy center is located in the lower abdomen. It is centered 1.5 sun below the navel and 2.5 sun inside the body. This fist-size energy center is a key for energy, stamina, vitality, immunity, and long life. There are many techniques to develop the lower Dantian. I will now guide you in a basic technique using the four power techniques of soul, mind, body medicine. First, sit on a cushion in a full lotus or half lotus position, or simply cross your legs. You may also sit on a chair. Be sure to keep your feet flat on the ground and your back away from the chair. You may also stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Next, place the tip of your tongue so that it is almost touching the roof of your mouth. Now, put your hands in the yin-yang palm position. To do this, hold both hands in front of you with palms facing out. Wrap your right hand around your outstretched left thumb. Then, wrap your left hand over the fingers of your right hand. Squeeze your left thumb with your right hand using about 80% of your maximum strength, keeping the rest of your body relaxed. Place your yin-yang palm over your lower Dantian just below the navel. This position is body power. Next, say hello as follows. Dear soul, mind, and body of my lower Dantian, I love you. You have the power to boost yourself. Boost your energy and power. Develop to the highest quality. Do a good job. Thank you. This is soul power, one of the four power techniques of soul, mind, body medicine. Now visualize golden light coming from all directions, 360 degrees, to your lower Dantian. Picture all of this light condensing into a very bright golden ball of light in your lower dantian, brighter than the sun. If you cannot see this, then simply imagine it. This is mind power. For sound power, you can chant light or jo. Jo vibrates the lower abdomen. Do this practice twice a day for 15 minutes per time. If you can practice for longer, say 30 minutes, even better. Always close your practice with gratitude. How, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do this practice for 15 minutes. You may feel vibration and warmth. You may feel energy moving and building. It takes time to build the foundation of your energy and vitality. I strongly suggest you do this practice to build your lower dantian every day for a month or more. If you do not have this foundation, do not practice opening your third eye or other spiritual channels. You will be drained. Developing this foundation is an essential step before you open your spiritual channels. In fact, building your lower dantian will serve every aspect of your life, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Developing the Snow Mountain Area. I will now guide you through a technique that will help you develop your Snow Mountain Area. The Snow Mountain Area is located by visualizing a line going from your navel straight back to your back. From your navel, go 2/3 of the way in along this line and down 2.5 soon. The Snow Mountain Area is centered here. It is a fist-size energy center known as the Kundalini in Hinduism. The Snow Mountain Area is the energy center for the kidneys. It provides energy food for the brain and the spinal column. It also nourishes the third eye. Your Snow Mountain Area also needs to be strong. To develop your Snow Mountain Area, place your yin-yang palm on your lower back, slightly above your tailbone. Say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my Snow Mountain Area, I love you. You have the power to build your strength and develop to the highest quality. Do a good job. Thank you. Now, visualize a snow-covered mountain in your Snow Mountain Area. The sun is there, rising above the mountain, radiating its light. As it rises, the sunlight is getting warmer and warmer, brighter and brighter. The snow is melting. The sun continues to rise. Warmer, brighter. All of the snow is melting. Now the sun is directly overhead. It is brighter than the brightest sun you have ever seen. It is hot, so hot that the melted snow is turning to steam. The steam warms your entire Snow Mountain Area. It rises and travels through your entire body, warming and nourishing every organ, every cell, and every space in your body. The sun continues to shine. You can feel the snow mountain melting more and more. 50% of the snow has melted. The sun continues to shine and brighten. The steam continues to flow and nourish your entire body. 60% of the snow has melted. The sun shines brighter and brighter. 80% of the snow has melted. The steam is everywhere in your body, shining, 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 melting, melting, melting. Now 90% of the snow has melted. Shining, 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 melting, melting, melting. All of the snow has melted. How? 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to the sun. Thank you to the snow. Thank you to the water. Thank you to the steam. Thank you to our hearts and minds. Thank you to the spiritual fathers and mothers in heaven. Thank you to the divine. Thank you to the universe. Gratitude is a key element of spiritual practice. Do this practice twice a day for 15 minutes per time. If you can practice for longer, say 30 minutes, even better. The Lower Dantian and Snow Mountain area are essential for energy, stamina, vitality, and long life. The Lower Dantian is also the seat of the soul and the source of energy for the soul. The Snow Mountain area is the source of energy for the kidneys. It also nourishes the brain and the third eye. Developing strength in these two foundational energy centers will increase your ability to open your soul communication channels. To strengthen your Lower Dantian and Snow Mountain area is to strengthen your body. This is very important. When you do soul communication, you are connecting with the divine, the highest saints, and many other souls. Their frequency, vibration, and light are very strong. They have a great impact on your physical being. You can become tired, even drained. A strong body will empower you so that you will not be knocked down by the experience of soul communication. Opening the Message Center. The Message Center is the key energy center for soul communication, so opening your Message Center is essential. The Message Center is also known as the Heart Chakra. The mantra San San Jolio Baya Wu, which is Chinese for the sacred healing number 33968 15, is the mantra for communication. This mantra is a divine code to assist in opening the communication channels for humanity. It is a key for all forms of soul communication. San San Jolio Baya Wu connects with messages in the soul world. These messages are directly connected with the ability to do soul communication. Use this mantra often. Use it throughout the day. Ask Sansan Jolyo Baya Wu to open your soul communication channels more completely. This mantra is a direct connection with the divine and the entire soul world. It was received by my most beloved spiritual father, master, and Dr. Chichen Guo more than 30 years ago. It has been used by millions of people to open their soul communication channels, to offer healing, and to uplift their soul standing. This mantra is an absolute treasure for opening your soul communication channels. Let's practice this mantra now. First, put your left hand over your chest with the palm facing your message center. Put your right hand in the prayer position in front of your left hand with the fingers pointing upward. This hand position is a special signal to connect with the divine and the soul world. I call it the soul light era prayer position. Now, place the tip of your tongue near the roof of your mouth. You may sit or stand as you did for the Lower Dantian and Snow Mountain area practices. Standing accelerates the opening of your soul communication channels. This is body power. Next, say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my message center, I love you. You are the key center for soul communication, healing, love, forgiveness, transformation, and enlightenment. You have the power to open fully. Do a good job. Thank you. This is soul power. Visualize a golden, rainbow, or purple light ball rotating in your message center. Visualize the light radiating in a powerful way. Keep this visualization in your message center. This is mind power. At the same time, chant, San San Jolyo Baya Wu. You can say it with me now. San San Jolyo Baya Wu. This is sound power. Repeat this mantra as fast as you can. If the sound becomes blurred, that is good. Do not worry about it. Allow it to happen. If the sounds do not become blurred, that is also good. Do not worry about it. Continue chanting. You can also chant light. You can chant love, open, thank you. You can use other mantras, but San San Jolyo Baya Wu is one of the most powerful and most important mantras for the soul light era. Do this practice at least 3 times a day for at least 3 minutes each time. If you can practice longer, do so at every opportunity. The longer you practice, the better. Remember to close with how, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To develop your energy centers and open your soul communication channels, you can also invoke healing blessings from my soul as described in my Soul Mind Body Medicine book. This will greatly accelerate your progress. It is my honor and privilege to serve you in this way. Soul Language. The Soul Language Channel is the foundation for the other soul communication channels. To open your soul communication channels, it is essential to first develop soul language and the ability to translate it. There is an entire section on soul language in my print and audio book, Soul Wisdom. Here I will explain the essence of developing soul language. When you develop any energy center or any spiritual capability, use the four power techniques. For body power, use the Soul Light Era prayer position. That is, put your left hand over your chest with the palm facing your message center. Put your right hand in the prayer position with the fingers pointing upward. For soul power, say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of my soul language, please come out. Dear soul, mind, and body of my message center, please receive and express my soul language. You can do it. Do a good job. Thank you. For sound power, chant San San Jolio Baya Wu. It is very important to chant this faster and faster and faster. As you increase the speed, stop thinking about the words. Forget about pronouncing the individual words clearly. Focus only on chanting faster, as fast as you can. When you do this, the words will become blurred. They will be replaced by a strange sound. Congratulations! This is soul language. Continue chanting your soul language. It will not sound like anything you've heard before. It will not sound like another person's soul language. It is unique to you. It is unique to your soul. As you are chanting San San Jolio Baya Wu, visualize the brightest light in your message center. This is mind power. Continue this practice for at least 3 minutes. The longer you can do it, the better. For beginners especially, practicing at least 15 minutes per time until your soul language comes out would be very helpful. The most important secret is to keep your focus on your message center. The instant your focus shifts to your mind and to how the sounds are coming out, you will lose your connection with soul language. This is a mistake many beginners make. They focus on the sound of their soul language or on the strangeness of those sounds. This focus will stop the flow of your soul language. So shift away from this focus as soon as you recognize it. Return to focusing on your message center. I emphasize again the importance of keeping your focus on your message center. Go into the condition of soul language. Become soul language. When you follow these very simple directions, you can bring out your soul language very quickly. The quality of your soul language will improve further and further. Soul language can be used in many ways. I describe them in my print and audio book, Soul Wisdom. I recommend that you explore the significance and benefits of soul language further. Soul language is absolutely the foundation for opening your spiritual channels, which are the soul communication channels. Soul language is the most powerful tool for developing your soul communication channels. When you open your soul communication channels, you have connections with the divine and the entire soul world. This is a privilege that is beyond words. To realize we have the possibility of connecting soul to soul with Linghui Shenshi, which is Guanyin's new name in the Soul Light era, as well as to Jesus, Mary, Taoist saints, and teachers from other traditions, is to appreciate how special the gift of soul communication is. Even a single open soul communication channel is healing, rejuvenating, and deeply transforming. It gives you access to teachings, wisdom, and practices from the soul world. You become a voice for their messages. This is a most extraordinary privilege. You become a voice to explain their images. This is also an extraordinary honor. Your own soul journey accelerates. All that you receive from the soul world transforms your soul standing. Your frequency becomes more attuned to the highest frequencies in the soul world. You must be committed to developing this ability. You must practice for the same reason a concert violinist must practice. The ability may be there, but without practice, it cannot improve. It is very sad to think that these connections can be made, and yet some people would not cultivate them through practice. Their souls would be very unhappy. High-quality soul communication is the soul's desire. Pay attention to your soul's desire. The soul is the boss. It will keep sending you reminders until you pay attention. The reminders might be very strong. You could become sick or have an accident. It is not necessary to receive such strong reminders. Follow the teachings in this audio book, and you will be able to avoid them. Soul communication is a treasure, a powerful gift, an extraordinary tool for your own journey and for serving others, Mother Earth and beyond. We are very blessed to have this opportunity. Use it well. It is an amazing honor and privilege to receive soul communication. You are participating in a profound conversation. Often, your soul will understand much more than your mind. Your soul and your mind will receive great teachings, healings, and blessings. Keep a record of your soul communications. Review what you have received every few months. Be sure to always record in some way your most significant or unusual soul communications. When you first receive soul communication, your response will be surprise, amazement, gratitude, and appreciation. You will understand on one level the content of the communication. However, even the simplest and most direct soul communications contain much more than you can appreciate at first. When you review your soul communication a few months later, you will understand it at another level. With practice, the level and depth of wisdom you receive and the frequency of your connection with the soul world will grow. The benefits of soul communication practice are almost without limit. Soul communication will accelerate your soul journey significantly. Developing your communication channels. The suggested practices in this chapter and the next are powerful ways to develop your soul communication channels. It doesn't matter whether your primary channel is through words or through images. Your soul always wants to improve its soul communication channels. There are no limits to this possibility. If you can communicate with the divine, there are no limits. You can never say, "I have fully opened my channels. I receive full and complete messages from the divine. I see all the images in the soul world." These statements can never be true. There is always the possibility of receiving more. This is one of the beautiful and exciting aspects of soul communication. No matter how highly developed your ability is, you can always improve. There is always another layer of wisdom, teaching, and practice. There are no limits to the divine. This means there are no limits to soul communication. The highest saints have a standing so far beyond ours that we can continue to learn from them for lifetimes. The universe has countless secrets. You can connect with these secrets for lifetimes. Moreover, there are countless universes. The stars and the planets cannot be counted. For those who have a special connection with animals, there are countless creatures on land and in the sea. These examples help you understand that the possibilities for opening your soul communication are without limit. You can choose any of these sources for communication. You can choose a variety of sources. Any soul that exists can be a source for communication. At this point, I want to emphasize the need to continually develop your soul communication channels. Keep the countless possibilities in your awareness. This awareness helps you open your channels more fully. It also helps you maintain flexibility. Flexibility is extremely important. You may have noticed by now that I continually refer to all souls. Many people are accustomed to being a channel for only one soul or a few souls. This is a major difference between my teachings and other teachings. I honor all other teachings. We are all one family. We are all working to bring greater light and love to Mother Earth and beyond. We simply approach this issue in different ways. My approach is to be open to the entire soul world. You may ask if this includes the dark side. The answer is yes. Be open to the dark side. However, I must give you a very clear instruction. Do not use soul communication to connect with the dark side. You can cause great damage to yourself and those you love if you connect with the dark side. You are not strong enough to do this. I repeat, do not communicate with the dark side. Do not initiate this communication. Sometimes people who are very sincere and kind-hearted overlook this caution. They do not pay attention. They make a connection with the dark side. The result has been great suffering for them and those they love. Communicating with the dark side can damage your health. It can even take your life away. This is how powerful soul communication is. This is how powerful soul-to-soul connections are. Do not forget this caution. Always use this caution as a guideline for your soul communication. Always remember that when I talk about being open to the soul world, I always mean the light side. I will not continue to repeat this caution or remind you about it. You need to remember for yourself. You need to always add, accept the dark side when you hear and speak the words, communicate with all souls. Benefits of soul communication. Soul communication can serve you for healing, prevention of sickness, and rejuvenation. With soul communication, you can receive teaching from the divine and from the spiritual world. I will offer more teaching and practice to empower you to receive these benefits in the rest of this audiobook. What I want to emphasize now is that soul communication can be applied to benefit any aspect of your life. It can be applied anytime, anywhere. You can apply and receive the benefits of soul communication just as naturally and routinely as you sit down to 3 meals a day and go to sleep at night. Let me give you a few examples of how to use soul communication in daily life. Just after waking up and before getting out of bed, you can do the following soul communication. Dear Divine, dear my spiritual guides and teachers in the physical world and the spiritual world, I love you. Could you give me guidance and a blessing for my work and service today? Please bless me with your love and light. Give me the energy and intelligence to allow me to do a better job of serving humanity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If your spiritual channels are open, you can instantly hear the guidance from the divine and your spiritual teachers in heaven. If your spiritual channels are not open, if you cannot hear through your message center or see through your third eye, you still receive great benefits from doing this soul communication. You have sent your request to heaven. You have expressed your intention. Your spiritual guides and teachers are delighted to bless your daily life. Your spiritual fathers and mothers will happily assist your requests. You can ask about issues related to any aspect of life, including your health, guidance to support your family, how to improve your work, and also how you can serve humanity. The more sincere you are with your requests, the more likely your soul guides will assist you. You will discover that the more service you offer to humanity, the more your requests will be fulfilled. Your life will be blessed. After breakfast, you may drop your children off at school. Before you leave home, do the following soul communication. Dear soul, mind, and body of my car, I love you. Please run normally and give us a safe trip. Dear Divine and all my spiritual fathers and mothers in heaven, please bless our safety. Imagine what these two sentences could do for your life. They could help you avoid a serious auto accident. Wouldn't that benefit be priceless? During the ride to school or at any time, do soul communication with your children as follows. Dear Kirk and Alicia, I love you. Dear Divine and all my ancestors, I love you. I am very honored to ask the Divine and all of my ancestors to bless my children. I want them to deal with their classmates with great love and compassion. I want them to understand their great opportunities to learn knowledge, to prepare to be good servants for humanity in the future. I am very grateful for this blessing from the Divine and from my ancestors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The moment you do this soul communication, your ancestors will rush to help your children. You may never really know or understand how your ancestors can bless your children, but just think about how much love you have for your children and grandchildren. Your ancestors have the same great love for you and your children. Your children and you will receive great benefits from this soul communication. As soon as you arrive at your workplace, do soul communication before beginning any work. It takes only 1 minute, but this minute will make your life much easier. Communicate as follows. Dear soul, mind, and body of my boss and my colleagues, I love you. Let us communicate well in the physical world to accomplish our tasks today. Dear Divine, dear my spiritual fathers and mothers, please bless my work today. Dear soul, mind, and body of my computer, telephone, and other equipment, I love you. Please function properly to assist me to complete my tasks. I am very grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This soul communication to your boss, colleagues, and equipment will help create harmonious teamwork and remove blockages from the functioning of your computer and telephones. Your work environment, work relationships, and the flow of your work day will be much smoother. In summary, soul communication can benefit every aspect of life. Remember that pure love is a key for soul communication. Give love, care, and compassion to everyone and everything. Ask the divine, heaven, your spiritual fathers and mothers, your ancestors and loved ones, your colleagues and boss to bless you and your life. The potential benefits are unlimited. Soul communication can serve you anytime, anywhere, for anything. This is why it is so important to learn the wisdom of soul communication and to open your spiritual communication channels, including the soul language channel, third eye channel, direct soul communication channel, and direct knowing channel. I offer my personal spiritual calling to each of you. Do the practices that I reveal and share in this audiobook often. Open your spiritual channels. Communicate with the divine and the universe. Benefit every aspect of your life. Soul communication is particularly important during this time of Mother Earth's transition. Soul communication is vital for healing. It is also very important for rejuvenation. It could transform your entire life quickly. It could enlighten your soul quickly. I wish soul communication will serve your life well. I wish soul communication will transform your life. As you communicate with all souls, you receive amazing benefits. Your frequency, vibration, quality of light, and soul standing increase more than you can imagine. It is beyond your ability to fully comprehend. Follow the suggestions I make. Do soul communication. Practice often. Keep a journal. Your experiences will be your teacher. Your experiences will help you understand how extraordinary and how transforming soul communication is. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of practicing. Choose a particular time every day as your time for soul communication. Keep this time sacred. A daily practice of soul communication is just as important as a daily practice of eating or sleeping. We do not usually think of eating and sleeping as practices, but in fact they are. They are practices to keep our bodies healthy. Sometimes we need to change our diet to help restore health. Sometimes we need to sleep more when we are fatigued. Eating and sleeping are essential practices to restore, maintain, and develop physical health. Soul communication is also a practice. This practice is one of the ways we can reach a very high level of spiritual health. We can restore, maintain, and develop our soul standing. Soul communication is a powerful way to do this. Stop and think about it. For a half hour every day, or even just 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or whatever you choose, you can sit in divine presence. You can receive direct teachings. You can be tutored by the divine or one of the saints or the soul of a universe. Receiving this direct teaching transforms your frequency and purifies your soul journey in a profound way. It touches the deepest parts of your life. It reveals things that have been hidden. It manifests gifts that have not been recognized. It brings to your awareness aspects of your journey that need healing. It raises your frequency and vibration. When this happens, you are being restructured. You become stronger, healthier, rejuvenated. You have greater vitality, stamina, and the possibility of long life. What priceless treasures! You receive teachings that are tailor-made for your soul journey. They can be specific teachings on things you need to correct, areas where forgiveness is needed, or ways to express love unconditionally. These are also extraordinary treasures. All of this is offered to us by the divine, by the saints, and by all souls. Practicing and developing soul communication not only benefits you, it also benefits all humanity, Mother Earth, and beyond. Practicing soul communication develops this ability. Like rolling a snowball down a hill, when you begin, your communication might be limited or on a lower frequency. The more you practice, the higher your frequency becomes. The communications you receive become more accurate. The transformation in your frequency has many benefits. When you do soul communication, you receive the messages that match your frequency. Let me give you an example. If three people who have opened their soul communication channels are asked the same question, each one's response will be a little different. The essence of their responses will be the same, but the way that each one expresses the response will be different. The higher the person's frequency, the more complete the response will be. If it is a simple yes or no question, the accuracy of the response will be affected by the person's frequency. This does not mean that one person's response is better or worse or less correct than another person's. It only means that it is from a different frequency. It is similar to having three glasses of different sizes. If you fill each one is full. One glass is not fuller than another. Each one is complete. This is true for soul communication. Each response received is complete. Each response is good and appropriate to the person receiving it. Practice as often as possible. Increase your frequency. Receive more detailed information. Receive more information that will accelerate your soul journey. Receive deeper teachings and wisdom and more profound healing. It is quite amazing to realize that soul communication has so many extraordinary benefits. It does not cost you 1 cent, yet the benefits are priceless. They are treasures beyond your comprehension. I have identified some of the benefits, but human words are limited. You cannot truly comprehend how priceless the benefits are just by listening to this book. The best way to gain a true understanding is to practice soul communication daily. Practice throughout the day. Your experience will be your teacher. Your experience will bring about the transformations I have identified. As you become aware of the profound changes in your soul journey and every aspect of your being, you will have begun to appreciate the full power and benefits of soul communication. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you.